Trev, a long way to the season, but you guys are working hard already. I mean, it feels like, you know, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, look, we have to change some things that we're doing. We really got complacent last year, and we really thought that things would just happen, and we dropped the ball. So we don't want to do that again. We want to add to our game. We want to put layers of skill to the players, and well, we got this, you know, extra period. We finished the season a month early, so it gives us an extra month to get into the gym and add some skill levels to the guys.
As a coach, obviously you want to win, but when you lose, you've got that extra motivation, don't you? You can really burn the players with it, with the loss and the disappointment.
Yeah, we know our, you know, the window of opportunity is now. We've got some players in their peak time of their career, and we don't want to let that slip through our fingers again. We want to make sure that we're paying attention to the details and doing the work required to win a championship, and that starts back on the court now.
You got two spots we saw this morning to recruit. What are you looking for?
Yeah, well, that'll be with our win port. We'll certainly need a centrepiece around the team to draw attention and to create a little bit more of a shooter. We need some help at the guard position, and so, you know, they're two areas that we're going to focus in on.
When's the US trip scheduled for?
That'll be in July, start of July. We'll do the summer league again and see what transpires. We've put our tentacles out there again with our contacts with, obviously, Miami, Toronto, you know, a few other teams out there that got a number of second-round draft picks, and that fits well with us. So we just have to make sure, and we have to be a little bit selfish and get the guy that we need, and not necessarily a high-placed pick, but the guy that's really going to complement our team.
Do you feel like it worked with DeAndre, as obviously not as well as it worked with James in the championship?
Yeah, I think that's pretty common knowledge that, you know, we didn't really have that outside influence, that guy that could create off the dribble and cause a double team and attention to him, and we didn't handle that well this season.
And does it ease the load maybe on a dollar if you do get a player like that? Because it just seemed like he stepped up when James was smothered by defenders' dollar.
Yeah, without a question. Jermaine got a lot of attention, a lot of double teams, you know, through from about halfway through the year, he was getting double teamed nearly every night. So, you know, we had to put counters in there to make sure that doesn't happen, but we also want to ease the load on him and, you know, have another centrepiece there that the opposition have to worry about, and that'll free up, you know, the players that we got on our roster.
Have you had a dabble at Josh Childress? There was a bit of talk that you might have had a dabble at him.
No, well, free agency doesn't open until tomorrow, so we'll wait to see what that transpires. But look, Josh is the leading scorer and leading rebounder, and I dare say if he had played more than 18 games, he would have won the MVP. But, you know, another area that we got to look at is our age, how old we are. We really want to get that youth to come in there as well. So, look, we'll balance up and we'll find the best fit possible for us.
If you were to get Josh, do you think the fans would forgive him pretty quickly after?
Look, that's a lot of water to go under the bridge. We got to find out who we can get first before we start throwing names out and see what the fans. But the fans are, you know, the fans of Perth are brilliant. They'll support us whatever we get.
Has it been a little bit frustrating given that free agency deadline's been pushed back twice?
Yeah, I was really excited at the start of or end of April. You know, really to get, you know, find out what's going to happen, and you know, the day before we get told it's been put back, and we understand it. We, you know, Townsville and Wollongong have to get their ducks in order, and you know, it's a small price to pay for a bigger picture. So hopefully there's no delays today, and we're ready to go tomorrow.
Was there a bit of concern at one point about Townsville and Wollongong that maybe the league would collapse under, and you'd have to look at maybe an Asian league?
Yeah, look, I think that was definitely on the table. We, you know, Townsville have been there a long time as a past coach. I hate to see what's going on there. Hopefully they can get it right, because they still hold the record of 69 sellouts in a row. So they just got to get that right. Wollongong's been a foundation club of the NBL. So hopefully they can get the management right. The quality on court is first class. So hopefully that'll tick the box in the off season.
Just on the injury front, Sean Redditch out there. He obviously had a foot injury at the end of the last season. Good to see him kind of out of the moon booth as well.
Yeah, no, Sean, we're just taking it nice and easy with the stress fracture. We know it's a long road back and we're not forcing him at all. But Sean being Sean, the ultimate professional, he wants to get back on the court and make sure his body's good. But it's great to have all the guys here. You know, Jermaine came back early to spend a few weeks working out like we're doing this morning. And we'll do that for the next, you know, next good 4 or 6 weeks.
Thanks,